Crush Alcoholics. Yeah. I was supposed to speak on sobriety date, but it all ties together. So my sobriety date pretty much was a nightmare. Waking up in jail, not knowing what happened, a bunch of charges and everything like that. But it was pretty much the start of a new way of life. You know, I think sobriety date isn't really all that important. It is a good milestone, and it really is good for the newcomer to see all the years that people have and everything like that, and what they can achieve if they do the work. But pretty much my story, starting off like that, is when I get sober, my sobriety date was miserable. Like, I lived in restless, irritable discontent all the time. And it's pretty much more about what am I going to do about it? Am I going to continue to stay sober and live a dry, drunk life? Or am I going to get down and do the work? And, you know, so I went and I got a sponsor. I started doing the work. I started doing what people were telling me to do because, you know, my way was not obviously not working. 32 times of treatment and everything, and I thought I could still do it my way. When you're talking about doing service and everything like that, that's the key to the program is giving back. And by giving back to everybody else, I'm gaining more by giving than I am helping the other person. They help me way more than I help them. I'm so grateful for this program and everything that everybody's done for me. The least I can do is try to give back to somebody. Taking your sobriety day is kind of like taking the first step. If you sit there and like admit that I'm an alcoholic, I cannot manage my own life, that's like really when my sobriety day started, because when I didn't want to admit that I'm an alcoholic and I didn't want to admit that my life was unmanageable, there was no way I was going to keep that date. My sobriety date is June 2nd, by the way, this year. And so far, everything's been going great. I'm living my spiritual experience as we speak. You know, months ago, I would never be asked to speak in front of people. That people would be like, this guy needs to get out the back door. But, like, you know, now I'm here, and, you know, I'm happy to help. Anytime somebody asks me to speak or do anything, I have to say yes, because everybody's done it for me. So what can I do except give it back? So that's all I got. Thanks.